A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The gospel of Mary's visitation to her kinswoman Elizabeth appears frequently throughout the liturgical year. And yet, I think there are a few feast days where this gospel seems more appropriate than on the feast of Maria of Guadalupe, the dark virgin who appeared to the Nahuatl Indian and now Saint Juan Diego on a hillside outside of Mexico City in 1531. There are few events during the years of the conquest and Spanish colonialism that so radically changed the religious and spiritual landscape of what we call today Latin America than this Guadalupe event. The beautiful image of Maria of Guadalupe is of a pregnant, indigenous, or mestiza, mixed-blood woman who identified herself to Juan Diego as the Mother of God. But what's most striking in the story is that Mary's appearances and conversations with Juan Diego occurred on the hill of Tepeyac, where the Nahuatl Aztec peoples had for generations venerated their indigenous goddess, Tonantzin, the mother of the gods. In other words, Mary, the mother of the Word made flesh, entered into the history of Mexico's conquered, oppressed masses by coming as one of them within their own story, their own culture, speaking their own language. Previous to these three miraculous visitations by Mary over the course of a few days, the Spanish conquistadores, led by Cortes and a band of evangelizing friars, were trying to implant a European brand of Christianity into Mexico's indigenous soil. The statues of Mary, for example, that were imported from Spain to the Americas were, of course, white and presumably spoke Spanish. When Juan Diego went to tell the bishop about his conversations with the Mother of God on Tepeyac, he quoted a beautiful lady who was dark-skinned and who spoke his native Nahuatl language. Maria of Guadalupe broke the mold. She was not the Virgin Mary brought over on a boat from Spain. She showed herself to the poor as one of their own, a compassionate mother who understood the plight of her people. Though she certainly made Christianity accessible and liberating for Mexico's indigenous masses, she did a lot more than that. She subverted the power structure of a dominant church allied with the Spanish conquerors. Maria of Guadalupe made an option for the poor, and she challenged any kind of dominant religion that attempts to impose itself upon a people by destroying their own culture. Maria de Guadalupe showed to the poor of Mexico the maternal, compassionate face of God. And this long introduction brings us now back to today's Gospel of the Visitation. Mary carries Christ into the home of Elizabeth and Zechariah, hidden within her womb, hidden within the compassion of her own heart. She didn't run over to Elizabeth's house to clobber her over the head with religion and to ask her if she wanted to be saved. No, Mary threw her arms around her pregnant kinswoman, who had suffered for many years as a social outcast due to her sterility. And she simply allowed the love within her own heart, within her own womb, to flow in and soak the parched ground of Elizabeth's soul. I think this is what it means to evangelize, to share the good news. This is how Maria of Guadalupe shared the good news of Jesus with Mexico's conquered poor. She wrapped her arms around them and she loved them. She healed their wounds, wounds frequently inflicted by religious zealots who feel they have a right to violently impose their religion on others. There's a beautiful line in one of the two optional first readings for today's liturgy taken from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 2. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Mary says to us today, sing and rejoice, O my beloved people. I'm coming to dwell among you, pregnant with new life, with the Anointed One, the compassionate Christ, who promises a new heaven and a new earth. This is the promise of Advent. God comes to us through the compassionate love of a woman who is our mother, and through her visitation, we learn a new way to be God's people. We learn a new way to be church. Yes, in a simple embrace of love, we announce the good news. We sing and we rejoice because God has chosen to come and dwell among us. Happy feast day.